Hello, welcome to Nature Speaking. This is a collaborative podcast made by students from Emily Carr University. I'm your host, Dee, and today I'm going to share some stories about air pollution in China during COVID-19. In December 2019, coronavirus was detected in Wuhan, China. Within 6 months, the disease has affected more than 210 countries, becoming a global pandemic. To contain the virus, many countries have adopted dramatic measures to reduce human interactions, including strict quarantines, limiting large-scale private and public gatherings, restricting transportation, encouraging social distancing, and even locking down entire cities. China took the similar action after January 23rd to prevent the spread of COVID-19. China locked down one-third of its cities, which strictly limited personal mobility and economic activities. When I was in high school, I lived in one of the most polluted cities in China. It was very foggy every winter morning. But in fact, the fog was full of pollution. When I left my apartment, I could smell the dust and the burning chemicals in the air. In fact, China also suffers greatly from severe air pollution, with estimates suggesting that air pollution is associated with an annual loss of nearly 25 million lives. Here is a clip from the news report about air pollution in northern China from 2017, April 4th.
我们再来关注天气情况，从五号夜间起，华北中南部、黄淮北部的大气扩散条件将会再度的转差，能见度降低。夜间至上午时段，部分地区有大雾，局地有能见度不足200米的强浓雾，提醒人们出行的时候要注意防范。截止到目前，京津冀及山东、山西等地的大气扩散条件依然较差。预计从七号的夜间起，随着冷空气的南下，上述地区的大气扩散条件将会逐渐的转好。
This news describes the foggy, polluted weather that will occur around April 5th, with visibility below 200 meters, and warns people to take precaution. Situation will be better during April 7th due to the increased cold air. Research shows that city lockdowns led to a huge improvement in air quality.Within weeks, the air quality index in the full lockdown cities were brought down by 19.84 points compared than before. In fact, air quality in cities without full lockdowns also improved because of the enforcement of other types of counter-virus measure. In those cities with less restrictions, the air quality dropped by 6.34% compared to last year.I think even quarantining at home and seeing the long-lasting blue sky through a tiny window provides a sense of relief during this hard time. However, the air pollution levels during the lockdown were still more than 4 times higher than level considered safe by the World Health Organization.Then, as the effects of COVID-19 were gradually declined in China, the increases in human activity and the reopening of polluting industries led to air pollution that exceeded pre-pandemic levels. The changes in air quality in just a few months have begun to make me think about the choice we will make in the future.Improving air quality have become a crucial decision, not just for our health, but also for providing a better living environment for the future generations. It's also important for us to protect the earth. How is the air quality in your city? Is there any changes during the lockdowns? Do you have any stories you want to share with us? Please email us at naturespeakingecuad@gmail.com. Or you can leave us some comments at SoundCloud. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.